Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to talk about another topic. Something that I thought about overnight is this idea of survivor worship. It's an interesting phenomenon that people do. And I thought, why not, make a podcast about it? Just, just maybe to inform you, and of course also to see if maybe you do this yourself, like you find yourself idolizing or following a particular person because they just survived in a way. So survival worship is this idea where we idolize or worship someone that survived. For example, if I, let's say, try to have at least a career in IT, and I look at those people who are like successful in IT, and I will try to copy their path of success and apply it to my own, right? And see if I can also like succeed as well, right? So this idea of copying the path of successful people so that you too can be successful. So just think of a lot of people that dropped out of school, dropped out of college to follow certain things that thought to follow like maybe their passion or follow something that could potentially lead them to success because they copied those, famous people like Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates or like, I don't know, Mark Zuckerberg. Like they said, because most of the time when they tell these successful people, when they tell their stories, they're like, all right, we faced a lot of problems. We had this, we didn't finish school. We didn't do that. We didn't do that, right? But you have to understand that not everybody that follows those successful people are going to succeed as well, right? If you try to analyze the people that follow the same path as Mark Zuckerberg or any other successful person, they are a lot of people. And the percentage of success is very small. Those that succeed is like 0.1% of those that follow the same path. So it's like, it's not going to be, it's like one in a million, one in 10,000 or so, right? So it's not something that is easy to follow as you might think it is, right? No matter what you try, like you copy their behavior. And that's why I'm like a little bit like kind of distant when it comes to the self-help books, like 10 ways to do this, 10 this to do that, right? Follow these 10 rules and you will be successful. Follow these things. On the path of this successful person, and you will be that person. That person is trying to be even more successful off you because you are reading their book, right? Or probably purchase their book, right? When you purchase their book, you're making this person even more successful. Or, you go to those public speaking conferences or seminars, you're like, they pay like probably $100 or $50 to attend this public speaking, and then hopefully you are going to get that secret, the true secret, the true secret sauce for success, and to only be fooled by nothing, right? They're going to give you things that are common sense, right? Things that everybody does. Work hard, right? Really? That's the secret to success. Follow your own passion. Do your own thing. If you could drop out of school, yes, just do it. Drop out of school and you will be successful. Yeah, to me, it's kind of nonsensical to follow someone's path to be successful. But it's not all like gloomy and dark there. If you like try to, there are certain universal traits to success, like being consistent at doing something, not giving up, and then to not procrastinate a lot, and to research whatever you're trying to do and not to follow what other people are doing, right? So that's like a secret sauce to success, not what everybody is trying to sell you, right? And again, as I said before, sometimes we try to like copy other people's success and And in doing so, we make them even more successful by buying their course or their program to be more successful, right? So you have to carve up your own path in a way. And it's not by following what everybody is doing. It's like it's something that is universally accepted. If we analyze the most successful people on the earth, it's not that small percentage, right? Like of their billionaires or their trillionaires on planet Earth, it is the average of those, right? So, and most of those, like those people who get at least say 20K a month, 30K a month, maybe 40K a month, those I think are successful. You don't need to compare yourself to someone who is like at the peak of success, right? And most of them, if you were to actually study what happened to them, it was just pure luck. They worked on something and they got lucky. They got this company. They filled a need that was missing, right? And it's not because they were like you probably were the first in their field, right? And you might have noticed this. Most successful people were in like the 20th, 21st century, because there was, like, we talk about AI, OpenAI, or all of these companies, Tesla. Like, you feel a certain need, and a lot of people need something, the smartphone, like Samsung, iPhone, right? You feel that need that people are missing, and then you are naturally going to be successful, right? So, secret to success in a way is to try to find that thing that people need. And the interesting thing about this, although it might be a little bit discouraging, I feel like most of our big needs are already filled, right? You cannot create like a new smartphone or come up with like a new smartphone that is gonna like wow the entire population. Probably a smartphone that can be charged by your hand, right? I don't know, like by the heat of your hand. That would be like a little bit interesting, a smartphone that you don't need to charge, or a smartphone that understand your emotions, maybe you have some receptors and stuff like that, without the need to like use your smartphone. Your smartphone will be like, I don't know, making decisions for you. For example, you're thinking about purchasing something and your smartphone would like go and buy that thing for you. But that requires a lot of analysis, analyzing your neural pathways. And sometimes, you have thoughts, but they are just, passing thoughts. You don't really act on them. So even if you create that particular smartphone that could read your thoughts and then make decisions for you, it could be making decisions that you otherwise not make, right? So as I said, you have to find this need that people are really looking for, this product that and that is going to be make you that is going to make you successful, right? And if you notice, even if you create that product that people are looking for, these tech giants are just gonna like sort of bombard you with like a lot of like money, and it's just to buy your product, and that's it. So you the, and even and if you refuse, the fact that you're gonna be successful is very, very minuscule, because they can easily like try to monopolize, try to like shut you down, try to not get you to publish, not to get or not get you to. Maybe they can steal your product, and someone can easily copy your efforts and then make it into their own product. So they try to like shut it down so quickly if you don't let them, because do you want to have to be the name of the industry and not somebody else? If someone wants to be the new thing, that's the new person that creates a new product, it's going to be very, very, very difficult for you to do that. But yeah, again, back to the idea of like following the survivors, it's not a healthy thing to do, right? So you can, again, as I said before, you can carve up your own path and then be successful yourself. You don't need to and follow these universal rules of success. You don't need to spend money. You don't need to like to read books. I had this friend of mine back when I was university, and we were talking about books that we read, and he was citing this guy. I don't want to say his name, but this guy was famous back then for writing books. He's read like a book in like a week. I'm like, what value are you going to get from a book that it was written in a week, right? Sometimes I want to write something, a short story or like an idea. I mean, it takes time. I could easily generate a 10-page story in like a day if I want to, but it's going to be pure nonsense. It's not going to be something very well thought of, right? Same thing as the book, right? What value are going to get from a book that was generated in a week, right? So again, we were talking about the books we read, and he said that he read like 600 plus books on just this, like on books like this guy, right? I'm like, interesting. What can you tell me? What lessons have you learned? And everything that was he was spewing was something that is so common, so everybody knows about, so common sense, that I was like, oh wow, you probably wasted your life just reading those books. You might have to change, your approach to this. So if you pay attention like to philosophers, or I don't know, books that are written by like academic books, like I don't know, Introduction to Philosophy or Biology, or I don't know, The Meaning of Life, or something that studies the behavior and everything, those books really, really take time to read. And not only take time to read, the authors that wrote them spend a lot of time thinking about what they wrote, right? So if you spend back in the days, some books were took like 15 years, right, to write. But when you actually read that book, it's not going to be the first, it's not going to be an easy way to understand it. You have to read it again and again, and every time you read it, you feel like you're learning something, right? With these new books, it's just not great. There was this author, kind of interesting. I've never read his work before, and somehow I, like in my subconscious, I thought he was not a good author. And then yesterday, we had something in class, kind of funny, or something in class about his work, and oh my God, it was pure nonsense and nothing to enjoy, not interesting. I don't want to just tarnish the name of the author, but it was not something that I liked, and I felt like my brain somehow knew that this author is not good, and it chose not to just like chose to stay away from him, right? So yeah, it's an interesting like path that you usually follow, and we might instinctively like do this yourself. You're not aware of this survival mindset that you have. Like, you idolize someone, you look at someone, and you just try to follow what they did. And it could be like, I don't know, sometimes I think survival worship could be like really helpful. Like, if someone really, let's see, worked really hard and studied, and they got to the top of their field because they followed like the common ways to succeed. They did not procrastinate, they did not give up, right? And you follow that person, that's a good person to idolize. But I want to emphasize also this idea of worship, right? You should not follow something to the T because this person did it that way, right? You should always be critical, analyze the things. You just, yeah, study someone's career, and yeah, that's good. It's good if you study it and see maybe that person did 10 things that led him to succeed. You might have to do just three. You can just skip the other seven, right? So not every step up a successful person is gonna make are going to make you successful. So yeah, the path to success is really, really, really obvious, you know? I mean, you might have seen this even with YouTube, right? They say you gotta be consistent. You have to upload repeatedly all the time, like weekly, maybe on a daily basis, right? Especially on your first few years. You have to be creative. You have to do something that others don't do, right? You have to hook the people. You have to attract people. You have to find something that people are more likely to watch, right? If you look at Mr. Beast, right, most successful YouTuber today, that's he research, right? He studies what people need. He studies a little bit controversial, but he studies what the need, the psychology of people. What are we looking for here? How much time do people spend watching this video? How much time people do this, right? So same thing for you. If you really want to succeed in your field, you have to study, you have to do the research, okay? Let's say I want to create my own company. I have an idea of a product, right? And I just go on a whim and create this company, And although I didn't do enough research, most likely the chances of that company succeeding is minuscule, right? It's like a 0 or a 1%, right? No matter how much effort you put into it, it will always fail because you didn't really do the research. You didn't really study the people, the needs of society, right? Do actually people need this product, right? For example, I want to create a company, and the company is, I'm going to create a new pen, a new kind of pen. Will people actually buy that pen? Because there are a lot of pens out there, right? Are people really interested in buying a new pen, right? So it's obviously going to be a lot of competition because since your company is new, you have to spend a lot of money on buying material. Those companies that did this for a long time, they already have discounts. So they purchase the material for cheap and they can put affordable prices so that people can buy their product, right? But for you, it's going to be very, no matter what you do, most of the time the product is going to be very expensive and people are not going to buy it, and that's why your company is not going to succeed, right? I'm not going to be like too gloomy again. You have to do the research. You have to study people need and see what is missing, right? And you have to observe. You have to be very attentive to what people need and to look for that gap, right? What are we missing? So yeah, that's today's podcast. Hopefully you like the podcast. Appreciate it for listening. Thank you guys for listening. And yeah, until then, bye.